start in verse 14. It really began in verse 10 with the Kohanim. But being that tonight we're trying to center more on the Leviim, let's start in verse 14. Of the Leviim, Shemaiah the son of Hashub, the son of Azrikam, the son of Hashabiah, of the sons of Meri, Bakbakar, Harash, Galal, and Mataniah, the son of Micha, the son of Zichri, the son of Asaph, Ovadiah, the son of Shamiah, the son of Galul, the son of Yudathan, and Berechiah, the son of Asa, the son of Elkanah, who lived in the villages of the Netophites. And the gatekeepers were Shalom, Akuv, Talmon, Ahiman, and their brethren. Shalom was the chief. Until then, they had been gatekeepers for the camps of the children of Levi at the king's gate of the east. Shalom, the son of Kori, the son of Ivasaph, the son of Korah, and his brethren from his father's house, the Korahites, who were in charge of the work of the service, gatekeepers of the tabernacle. Their fathers had been keepers of the entrance to the camp of the Lord. And Phinehas, the son of Eleazar, had been the officer over them. In time past, the Lord was with them. Now realize, in verse 20, this Eleazar is the son of Aaron. So we're going all the way back in time to the time of Moshe. Phinehas is the son of Eleazar. Zechariah, the son of Meshileah, was keeper of the door of the tabernacle meeting. All those chosen as gatekeepers were 212. They were recorded by their genealogy in their villages. David and Shmuel the seer had appointed them to their trusted office. So they and their children were in charge of the gates of the house of the Lord, the house of the tabernacle by assignment. The gatekeepers were assigned to the four directions, the east, west, north, and south. And their brethren in their villages had to come with them from time to time for 7 days. Again, we have another passage that gives us the courses or the time of the divisions, the time of the courses. For in this trusted office were four chief gatekeepers. They were Leviim, and they had charge of the chambers and treasuries of the house of God. And they lodged all around the house of God because they had the responsibility, and they were in charge of opening it every morning. Now some of them were in charge of the serving vessels, for they brought them in and took them out by count. Some of them were appointed over the furnishings and over all the implements of the sanctuary, and over the fine flour and the wine and the oil and the incense and the spices. And some of the sons of the Kohanim made the ointment of the spices. Mataniah the Levites, the firstborn of Shalom, the Korahite, had the trusted office over the things that were baked in the pans. And some of the brethren of the sons of the Kohathites, who were in charge of preparing the bread of the face for every Sabbath. These are the singers, head of their father's houses, of the Leviim, who lodged in the chambers and were free from other duties, for they were employed in that work day and night. These heads of the father's houses of the Leviim were heads throughout their generations. They dwelt at Jerusalem. Okay, so you had a clan that would be passed down the responsibility. For instance, how can I put this? Let's say, Daryl, that you were a Levite and you had a job in the temple. Well, your job was the same job that your father had, and his job was the job that his father had. And if you could trace it back for hundreds of years, that was a job that had been assigned to them at the beginning, and it was passed down in your family. Now, number one, you would certainly know the job. You could be taught it in detail. You would certainly know the history of your particular area of responsibility. I mean, you would know, for instance, if you were a gatekeeper, everything that had happened in that gate. And I'm sure that it was passed down orally. And so you would have a responsibility for carrying on the tradition of your family. I would also imagine that there would be an honor in each of these families, and how that they perform their task, and how that they perform their task in reference to the other families, the other gatekeepers, the other musicians, and so forth. Do you? You look like you have a question.
Well, yeah. Well, one thing, for the first time, I understand when you tell the story about the incense makers, how when they died out in 70, this was a family thing, and definitely it was not just that it happened to be, and that they had a monopoly on the market, but they were told to do that.
That's right. That's right.
And it was passed down in their family. And if they had, for instance, like the recipe for the bread or the recipe for incense or any of these things like that, it could be lost if the family was wiped out.
Then which of these are every day, 365 days a week, or which are weekly courses?
Okay. I can't answer that at this time, but you did bring up something. There are certain priests, there are certain Levites that are going to be employed in the city of Jerusalem, and they will work in the temple from day to day. There are other priests and other Levites that are out in the Levitical cities, and they will come down when their course, when their division, it's time for them to serve, they will come in and serve. And so there's a constant rotation of certain jobs, while other jobs are maintained by people throughout the year. And I'm sure that they were able to take, you know, some time off for sickness or whatever. There was always a replacement to take their position in case they weren't able to fulfill their duties. But I would think that this would be more in line with according to what was needed. And I can't think of an example right off the top. Yes, I can. The priest, this will be an officer of the temple, and I don't believe he's a Levite. I believe this is a priest, but the man that has the responsibility of taking the keys and unlocking certain gates, that will be done by one man throughout the year, and a replacement if he's able to make it. But it's not a thing that's passed off from one division to another division to another division. Okay? Just an example. Okay. I'm going to give you three names that are going to be mentioned directly with the choir. Now, when I say directly with the choir, meaning that they are over the choir. One is Heman, H-E-M-A-N. Another is Asaph, A-S-A-P-H. And by the way, the word Asaph means gatherer. Could mean like the collector of the Psalms. And the other is Yeduthun, Y-E-D-U-T-H-U-N. Here's an interesting one. Please turn to Psalm 42. We have to the chief musicians a contemplation of the sons of Korah. Now you remember that we met Korah back in the wilderness, and he and his entire family were exterminated. So here we have another Korah. It cannot be the same. He's also referred to in chapter 44, verse 1. And there are other places that you will see the same name as the sons of Korah. I'm just giving a couple examples. To the chief musician, a contemplation of the sons of Korah. Chapter 45, verse 1, just as an example of that there are others. Let's go to 2 Chronicles chapter 20. 2 Chronicles chapter 20 in verse 19. Then the Levi'im of the children of the Kohathites and of the children of the Kohathites stood up to praise the Lord God of Israel with voices loud and high. We have the Levi'im also functioning as judges. We have them as craftsmen for the temple service. We have they are supervisors of the chambers and the courts. They are overseers of the temple treasuries. They are officers in charge of the royal service. Now, I believe we already read 1 Chronicles chapter 9, didn't we? Yes. I'm going to read one verse out of this. Verse 22, all those chosen as gatekeepers were 212. They were recorded by the genealogy in their villages. David and Samuel the seer had appointed them to their trusted office. And let me read two more verses, 26 and 27. For in this trusted office were four chief gatekeepers. They were Leva'im. They had charge over the chambers and treasures of the house of God, and they lodged all around the house of God because they had the responsibility, and they were in charge of opening it every morning. Let's go to chapter 23. 1 Chronicles chapter 23, and we'll pick up the fourth verse. Of the 24,000... Of these, 24,000 were to look after the work of the house of the Lord. 6,000 were officers and judges. And then let's pick up verse 28. Because their duty was to help the sons of Aaron in the service of the house of the Lord, in the courts and in the chambers and in the purifying of all holy things and the work of the service of the house of God. Let's go to 2 Chronicles chapter 19. This is in the time of King Jehoshaphat. And we'll pick up two verses and see the role of the Leva'im here. Verse 8, moreover, in Jerusalem, for the judgment of the Lord and for controversies. Tell you what, let's go to verse 4 and we'll read it in context. So Jehoshaphat dwelt at Jerusalem and went out again among the people from Beersheba to the mountains of Ephraim, and brought them back to the Lord God of their fathers. Then he set judges in the land throughout all the fortified cities of Yehuda, city by city, and said to the judges, take heed to what you are doing, for you do not judge for man, but for the Lord, who is with you in the judgment. Now therefore let the fear of the Lord be upon you. Take care and do it, for there is no iniquity with the Lord our God, no partiality, no taking of bribes. Moreover, in Jerusalem, for the judgment of the Lord and for controversies, Jehoshaphat appointed some of the Leva'im and Kohanim and some of the chief fathers of Israel when they returned to Jerusalem. Drop down to verse 11. And take notice, Amariah, the chief priest, is over you in all matters of the Lord. And Zebadiah, the son of Ishmael, the ruler of the house of Yehuda, for all the king's matters, also the Levites will be officials before you. Behave courageously, and the Lord will be with the good. Let's go to 1 Chronicles chapter 6. In 1 Chronicles chapter 6, it's giving us the family of Levi. We're not going to read the whole chapter, but we'll start in verse 31 so that we can pick up some of the duties. Now, these are the men from whom David appointed over the service of song in the house of the Lord. After the ark came to rest, they were ministering with music before the dwelling place of the tabernacle meeting until Shlomo had built the house of the Lord in Jerusalem, and they served in their office according to their order. When it says according to their order, it means according to their division. And these are the ones who minister with their sons. Of the sons of the Kohathites were Heman the singer, the son of Yoel, the son of Shmuel, the son of Elkanah, the son of Yeroham, the son of Eliel, the son of Toa, the son of Zuf, the son of Elkanah, the son of Mahat, the son of Amasi, the son of Elkanah, the son of Yoel, the son of Azariah, the son of Zephaniah, the son of Tahat, the son of Asir, the son of Ebasaph, the son of Korah, the son of Izhar, the son of Kohat, the son of Levi, the son of Israel. So it gives the genealogy of Heman all the way back to Jacob. And his brother Asaph, who stood at his right hand, was Asaph, the son of Berechiah, the son of Shemiah, the son of Michal, the son of Basiah, the son of Malkiah, the son of Ethni, the son of Zerah, the son of Adai, the son of Datai, the son of Zimah, the son of Shimi, the son of Yahat, the son of Gershon, the son of Levi. And their brethren, the sons of Merari. On the left hand were Etan, the son of Kishi, the son of Abdi, the son of Maluk, the son of Hashabiah, the son of Amaziah, the son of Hilkiah, the son of Amzi, the son of Bani, the son of Shemer, the son of Machli, the son of Mushi, the son of Miri, the son of Levi. And their brethren, the Levi'im, were appointed to every kind of service for the tabernacle of the house of God. Okay, so here we have our musicians. And the families, the genealogy, taking us all the way back. Let's go to chapter 23 of 1 Chronicles. In 1 Chronicles chapter 23, starting in verse 27, for by the last words of David, the Levi'im were numbered from 20 years old and above. Now remember that we numbered them before from 30 to 50. So now by the command of David, the Levi'im are going to be numbered from 20 years old and above. Because their duty was to help the sons of Aaron in the service of the house of the Lord, in the courts and in the chambers, in the purifying of all holy things, and in the work of the service of the house of God. But with the showbread, or the bread of the face, and the fine flour for the grain offering, with the unleavened cakes and what is baked in the pan, with what is mixed, and with all kinds of measures and sizes, to stand every morning to thank and praise the Lord, and likewise at evening, and at every presentation of a burnt offering of the Lord on the Sabbaths and on the new moons and on the set festivals by number according to the ordinance governing them regularly before the Lord, that they should attend to the needs of the tabernacle meeting, the needs of the holy place, and the needs of the sons of Aaron, their brethren, in the work of the house of the Lord. Okay, so why a difference between the Torah and the time of David? Any questions? I mean, any observations? Billy? Daryl?
I got the questions.
It's what we said before. Before, they were all grouped together. Now, with the temple being the central sanctuary and the high places being taken away, everybody coming to Jerusalem. And because it is much more elaborate, the ceremonies that now that they will be performing are much more elaborate than what were performed before. Now there is a need to have more Levi'im, but yet they're dispersed more. So David, who we know that everything that he was given by the Holy Spirit, is not an act of David, it is rather from the Holy Spirit, the time of service is moved back 10 years, giving them a wider span of time to have people that are available to work in the temple. Okay? We read all the way down to verse 32, okay? Let's go back to the Torah, to the book of Bamidbar, Numbers. We'll go to chapter 35. And what we're going to pick up now are the Levitical cities. Chapter 35, verses 1 through 8. And the Lord spoke to Moshe in the plains of Moab by the Jordan across from Jericho, saying, command the children of Israel that they give the Levi'im cities to dwell in from the inheritance of their possession. And you shall also give the Levi'im common land around the cities. Okay, now at this time, where they're located is at Mount Peor. Excuse me, not Mount Peor, but Mount Nebo. They're at Mount Nebo, across from Jericho, and is right before Moshe dies. They shall have the cities to dwell in, and their common land shall be for their cattle, for their herds, and for all their animals. The common land of the cities, which you shall give the Levi'im, shall extend from the wall of the city outward 1,000 cubits all around. And you shall measure outside the city on the east side 2,000 cubits, on the south side 2,000 cubits, on the west side 2,000 cubits, and on the north side 2,000 cubits. The city shall be in the middle. This shall be belong to them as common land for the cities. In other words, it will be land for them to graze their cattle. Now among the cities which you will give to the Levi'im, you shall appoint 6 cities of refuge to which a manslayer may flee. And to these you shall add 42 cities. So they have a total of 48 cities. So all the cities you will give to the Levi'im shall be 48. These you shall give with their common land. And the cities which you will give shall be from the possession of the children of Israel. From the larger tribe you shall give many. From the smaller you shall give few. Each shall give some of its cities to the Levi'im in proportion to the inheritance that each inherits. Let's go to Joshua chapter 21. In chapter 21, now the heads of the fathers of the Levi'im came near to Eleazar the priest, the Kohen, to Yehoshua the son of Nun, and to the heads of the fathers of the tribes of the children of Israel. And they spoke to them at Shiloh in the land of Canaan, saying, the Lord commanded through Moshe to give us cities to dwell in, with their common lands for our livestock. So the children of Israel gave to the Levi'im from their inheritance at the commandment of the Lord these cities and their common lands. Now the lot came out for the families of the Kohathites. And the children of Aaron the priest, who were the Levi'im, had 13 cities by lot from the tribe of Yehuda, from the tribe of Simeon, and from the tribe of Benjamin. The rest of the children of Kohath had 10 cities by lot from the families of the tribe of Ephraim, from the tribe of Dan, and from the half-tribe of Manasseh. And the children of Gershon had 13 cities by lot from the families of the tribe of Issachar, from the tribe of Asher, from the tribe of Naphtali, and from the half-tribe of Manasseh in Bashan. The families of Meri, according to their families, had 12 cities from the tribe of Reuben, from the tribe of Gad, and from the tribe of Zebulun. And the children of Israel gave these cities with their common lands by lot to the Levi'im, as the Lord had commanded by the hand of Moshe. So they gave from the tribe of the children of Yehudim, from the tribe of the children of Simeon, these cities which are mentioned here by name, which were for the children of Aaron, one of the families of the Kohathites, who were of the children of Levi, for the lot was theirs first. And they gave them Kiriath Arba, Arba being the father of Anak, which is Hebron. By the way, the Jewish community at Hebron is called Kiriath Arba to this day. In the mountains of Yehuda, with the common land surrounding it, but the fields of the city and its villages they gave to Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, as his possession. Thus to the children of Aaron, the Kohanim, they gave Hebron with its common land, a city of refuge for the slayer. Libna with its common land. Now Libna is in the Shephelah. Yatir with its common land, Eshtemoa with its common land, Holon with its common land, Devir with its common land, Ain with its common land. Ain's interesting, that means spring. Yatua with its common land, Beit Shemesh with its common land. Beit Shemesh, by the way, is down towards the Shephelah. It's where the stumping grounds of Samson. 9 cities from those 2 tribes, from the tribe of Benjamin, Gibeon with its common land, Giva with its common land, Anathoth. Anathoth is where Jeremiah's from, with its common land, and Almon with its common land, 4 cities. Those are up very close to Jerusalem, just north of Jerusalem. All the cities of the children of Aaron, the Kohanim, were 13 cities with their common lands. And the families of the children of Kohath, the Leva'im, the rest of the children of Kohath, even they had the cities of Kohathi. They had the cities of their lot from the tribe of Ephraim. For they gave them Shechem with its common land. Okay, Shechem is modern-day Nablus. Now, this would be in the West Bank area. This is the Arab area. In the mountains of Ephraim, a city of refuge for the slayer, Gezer with its common land, Kibzain with its common land, and Beit Horon with its common land, four cities. Beit Horon sits just northwest of Jerusalem. And from the tribe of Dan, Eltekeh with its common land, Gibbethon with its common land, Ailon with its common land. Ailon is in between Tel Aviv and Jerusalem. It's on the western side of Jerusalem. Ailon with its common land and Gat Rimon with its common land, four cities. And from the half-tribe of Manasseh, Tanakh with its common land, and Gat Rimon with its common land, two cities. All the 10 cities with their common lands were for the rest of the families of the children of Kohathi. And to the children of Gershon, of the families of the Leva'im, from the other half-tribe of Manasseh, they gave Golan in Bashan. Okay, that's the Golan Heights. And that's why we call the Golan Heights the Bashan, by the way. With its common land, a city of refuge for the slayer, and Bay Eshterah with its common land, two cities. From the tribe of Issachar, Kishon with its common land, Debarat with its common land, Yarmut with its common land, and Ein Ganim with its common land, four cities. And from the tribe of Asher, Mishal with its common land, Abdon with its common land, Helkat with its common land, and Rehob with its common land, four cities. And from the tribe of Naphtali, Kadesh in Galilee with its common land, a city of refuge for the slayer, Hamot Dor with its common land, and Kartam with its common land, three cities. Of the cities of the Goshenites, according to their families, were 13 cities with their common lands. And to the families of the children of Meri, the rest of the Leva'im, from the tribe of Zebulun, Yokneam with its common land, Karta with its common land. The region of Zebulun is going to be on the coast, in the northern coast. Dima with its common land, and Nahalal with its common land, four cities. From the tribe of Reuven, Bezer with its common lands, Yahaz with its common lands, Kedemot with its common land, and Mepha'at with its common land, four cities. From the tribe of Gad, Ramot and Gilead with its common land, a city of refuge for the slayer, Mahanaim with its common land, Heshbon with its common land, and Yazer with its common land, four cities in all. So all the cities of the children of Meri, according to their families, the rest of the families of the Leva'im, were by lot 12 cities. All the cities of the Leva'im within the possession of the children of Israel were 48 cities with their common lands. Each one had these cities. Every one of these cities had its common land surrounding it. Thus were all these cities. Now I have a question. Solomon divides the country into how many districts?
24.
And you have 48 Levitical cities. So you can see how that you would normally, or you would expect to have, two Levitical cities in each of the districts. Taking in light the role of the Leva'im outside of the central sanctuary. What were they to do? Well, they had to distribute the tithe to the needy in their region. They had to collect the tithe. They had to collect the treasury in their region. They also are going to have to teach the people. We read that in Malachi chapter 2. So God places them in these cities where they are able to minister directly to the people rather than the people having to go up to the Leva'im. The Leva'im are among them. We'll pick up here next week and finish on the Leva'im.